Well, we welcome you into the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico, Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan here at the NovaCare Complex. A dejected South Philadelphia and a world of Eagles fans tonight. A final 32-yard field goal on the game's last play. Shane Graham, the decisive points for the New Orleans Saints.
Feeling.
And the Saints beat the Eagles 26-24. Valiant effort from the Eagles in this wild card playoff game, but to no avail as the Saints come into Philadelphia and mount the late rally. Adam, really came down to one final drive, and Drew Brees and the surprising Saints running game really getting the best of the Eagles defense.
Never would have believed that it could be Mark Ingram, the former first-round pick, who had been a disappointment up to this, I guess, last quarter of the season here. He's done a nice job, but tonight he was tremendous. They really struggled after the first quarter on third down, just could not get off on third down. But for all that, they still had a chance to win, but the defense could not hold them.
Yeah, started out 0-3 on third downs, did the Saints, and 6-9, maybe 7-10, didn't catch that last stat, but at least 6-9 on third down, staying on the field, and Eagles are really battling, playing hard. We'll talk about all of that here on the postgame show presented by Rico. Nick Foles, a solid outing, 23 of 33, just 195 yards, two touchdowns. Eagles getting the takeaways, winning the battle here with a couple of interceptions and a fumble recovery, with two interceptions, but unable to really make it happen when they needed to. Really early, Adam, the Saints getting that 20-7 lead, Eagles coming back, but just not enough time on the clock for the Eagles to get the football back.
No, they didn't take advantage of the opportunities. And the thing that was disappointing, though, you talked about Nick Foles, was not pulling the trigger tonight. For whatever reason, he held on the ball, and he just wasn't throwing the football. For the second week in a row where he wasn't pulling the trigger, it was much worse tonight. But the other part is they could not get the running game going. LeSean McCoy was stifled all night. Got to give the Saints credit. Did a very good job of playing defense, and they held an explosive Eagles offense really down tonight.
Yeah, to 256 total yards, just 17 first downs for the Eagles. Foles, 176 net passing yards. The Eagles just 80 yards on run offense in the league. And you see the numbers here. Drew Brees, a solid game after some early interceptions at him. Didn't particularly play that well. Eagles doing a great job on Jimmy Graham. 3 catches, 44 yards. I mean, the Saints scored 26 points. You'd expect that to happen. The Eagles offense, though, not able to put up enough points.
Nah, they were anemic tonight on offense, let's be honest about it. But I would tell you this, the pass protection for the most part was good. Foles just, he wasn't getting a clear picture. And when you have that with a young quarterback, they're not pulling the trigger. I think that was the story tonight on offense, other than LeSean McCoy's struggles. But got to give the Saints credit. They tackled really well. They gang-tackled tonight. Even without Kenny Vaccaro, it didn't matter. I mean, that was what we thought would be a big difference maker for the Eagles, having Roman Harper in there at safety. Didn't matter. Eagles did not take advantage of it.
Eagles did not. And when the Saints lost their cornerback, Keenan Lewis, that's when the offense opened up. Until that point, the Eagles had just one drive for a touchdown. That came late in the second quarter. And even then, the Eagles unable to sustain that momentum. At that time, a 7-3 lead. The Saints go down the field at the end of the first half and kick the field goal. And then I thought, Adam, Eagles coming out kind of flat in the second half. The offense just not able to do anything. And the Saints put together two long touchdown drives.
Absolutely no energy for the Eagles to open up the third quarter. I don't know what happened here. Donnie Jones was kind of like their MVP through three quarters. And then I give the Eagles credit. You talk about a valiant effort. Boy, did they march downfield in the fourth quarter. They made this game very interesting, but once again, the defense could not get off the field, and they were given, unfortunately, the defense bad field position because there was a penalty on the next kickoff. So a tough one there, but I'll tell you what, very winnable game tonight. It was there.
So the Eagles fall 26-24 to the New Orleans Saints. We'll take your phone calls. We'll head across to Lincoln Financial Field and hear from Chip Kelly and from Nick Foles and from the locker room. Certainly a down locker room, a locker room that felt that it could come back and win the fourth quarter, and they nearly did it, just not that one final stop. We've seen the Eagles, Adam, in wins against Washington, in wins against the Dallas Cowboys, on the field at the end of the game, getting the takeaway. This time, Drew Brees wouldn't let it happen. And that running game without Pierre Thomas, talk about Mark Ingram, Kari Robinson, did a very nice job running at the Eagles and having no negative yards.
I couldn't believe it. All night, you were waiting for that -3, -4, -5, which had been really Mark Ingram's career until late this season. He got off. You talk about Kyrie Robinson, did a good job in limited playing time. And Darren Sproles, look at that move right there. I mean, and they were going for the football, didn't get the strip. It was to the point where they just could not get off the field. And Mark Ingram, I've not seen him play like this since Alabama. The guy was unbelievable tonight. And they kept killing him on that inside roam, inside zone. One cut, get downhill, and he did that tonight. And quite frankly, the tackling was horrendous on defense, let's be honest about it.
For the Eagles, they take a lead on a Foles to Ertz touchdown pass with 4:54 to go. Alex Henry kicking off to the Saints 2 yards deep in the end zone, and Darren Sproles brings it 39 yards to the 37-yard line. Tacking on 15 yards, Kerry Williams, a 15-yard penalty for a horse collar tackle. So the Saints starting that last drive with 4 minutes, 44 seconds to go at the Eagles' 48-yard line. And then it was Mark Ingram losing a yard. Robinson, the big run, 13 yards on second and 11, Adam. And he did a nice job. We talked about him a little bit here. But Kari Robinson, 8 carries, 45 yards. Ingram, 18 carries, 97 yards.
Almost hard to believe, because as we know, Dave, the Eagles' run defense, for the most part, this season has been tremendous. And this game, for whatever reason, I don't know what happened here. And it wasn't like Ingram had one run or two runs or three runs. He must have had 15 really good runs tonight. And he kept getting downhill. And you have to remember, he's a big back.
Yeah.
And you got to get his legs. They never got his legs to slow him down.
And then on a couple of third and one situations on that last drive, Drew Brees, the quarterback sneak and getting the first down and keeping the drive going. And the Saints milked it all the way to the very end. And on the final play of the game, Shane Graham, a 32-yard field goal. Very similar, Adam, to the loss to the San Diego Chargers early in the season. The Eagles having a chance to get on the field, get that last stop, not able to do it.
Yeah, quite frankly, the Saint defense was gassed, and you felt that if Foles could get the ball back, he might have driven him downfield. But you see there, Mark Ingram,
that's a first run yeah. of the game. The Saints
never
moving the ball a little bit here.
He was like a locomotive tonight. Mark Ingram was just tremendous.
Yeah, so a tough way to end a really encouraging, positive, exhilarating season for the Eagles in 2013. It ends on a very disappointing note. Eagles just as good as the New Orleans Saints, but the Saints getting that last drive to win this game 26-24. We're going to hear from Chip Kelly. We're going to hear from Nick Foles. We're going to hear from the locker room, and we want to hear from you as well. So hang in there. We thank you for joining us here on the postgame show presented by Rico. We take a break now. When we come back, we go to Lincoln Financial Field, and we hear from head coach Chip Kelly and the rest of the Eagles on a tough night here in South Philadelphia. The Eagles falling to New Orleans 26-24.
It's under 400 calories.
Under 400 calories.
It's under 400 calories.
Under 400 calories.
Ugh.
Dunkin's great-tasting sandwich options, all under 400 calories. Try the new sliced turkey breakfast sandwich today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Out here, there are no cheat codes. No avatars, no magic stars. This does not require an operating system or a username or password. And there will not be better versions of these games coming out next year. Connect to something meaningful. Shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Max a Million, with 5 top prizes of $1 million. It's kind of fun to hit the green. Keep on scratching.
99 cents. That's all it takes to get a refreshing deal at Dunkin' Donuts. Just because it's cold out doesn't mean you can't enjoy any sized iced tea or iced coffee. Just 99 cents all month long. America runs on Dunkin'.
We're back. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico. Let's talk a little special teams here, Adam,
sure.
Because it really came back to cost the Eagles. And some key sequences early in the game, Alex Henry missing a 48-yard field goal that came after Nick Foles took a sack. Plenty of time, in the pocket, looking, and here is Henry shanking the, well, not really shanking, really missed actually by a lot.
Yeah.
And Henry has missed some field goals from 40 to 50 yards at him, and the Eagles not getting the big kickoff returns and then giving up that big one to Sproles at the very end.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, that's something that they're going to need to look at the offseason is the kickoff return game, because that hasn't been good for several years. But Donnie Jones was tremendous. The return game was not good, however, for the Eagles. But Alex Henry did have he did kick one into the end zone on a kickoff, but Alex Henry's got to improve, be a little bit more consistent. But Donnie Jones is their special teams MVP. Other than that, I thought the coverage was mostly good on kickoffs and punts. But bottom line is, this game was there for the taking. They did not get it done.
Adam, let's talk about some coaching strategies here. Eagles in the fourth quarter foregoing a fourth and maybe 1.5 yard opportunity at 20 to 14. Instead, now they are inside at that point, inside the 10-yard line. Instead, they go for the field goal to make it 20 to 17.
Had no problem with it.
Your thought?
No problem. In fact, as soon as they gave the measurement, it was just inside 2 yards. I'm like, take the field goal, get the 3 points, keep it at a three-point game. Perfect. I had no problem with it. Absolutely no problem with
and
it.
And your thought on the defensive strategy to be very physical with Jimmy Graham. On the other hand, they gave up some plays down the field. Graham just 3 catches, 40 yards. But Robert Meacham, a big 40-yard catch. Kenny Stills, 3 catches, 35 yards. I guess all in all, if you're playing the Saints and you give up a little bit in the run game, and you slow down the pass game, I think that's probably the strategy to have.
One thing, though, you said a little bit. They give a ton in the run game, and that was the problem. They just could not get off the field. And we talked about it earlier. No negative runs to, of all people, Mark Ingram, I don't get it. Kyrie Robinson comes in there. Sproles, they did a fairly good job, although for on the first Saints drive, that should have been a touchdown. Now, Breeze was short to over Connor Barber.
All right, Chip Kelly meeting the media at Lincoln Financial Field.
No, I mean, I thought our defense did a really good job in the second half, and the kickoff obviously hurt, giving them a start to get over the 50, and then it made it a short field. You're trying to get 15, 20 yards to put yourself into field goal range. So, I thought after we scored, if we could pin them down deep and then get a start, I thought we had a shot at it.
Were you able to tell what happened on that kickoff return at the end?
No, I know it bounced out to their sideline, so I'd have to. I couldn't exactly tell you, but we didn't get enough depth on it. We didn't hit the ball very well on kickoffs all day, so the ball obviously in this weather wasn't really traveling very far. So,
Chip, what do you say to your team after a loss like this that ends this season? What do you say to them in the locker room?
I just told them I was proud of them, for us being together for such a short amount of time, and how they acted and how they came to work every single day as a staff, how much we appreciated them, and how they made this, from a work environment standpoint, a really special feeling every single day when you go to NovaCare Center, and just thank them for that.
Chip, why did it take so long to get DeSean Jackson going?
Yeah, I don't know. We had some things called early, and it's their rush got to us a little bit, took a couple sacks. It was one of those deals. We tried the first couple of plays at the beginning of the second half. We're trying to get the ball to him, but we took sacks again and didn't get the ball out in time. So. No, they did it. No, they played a little bit more zone than they did coming in. They had coming in, but I'll give credit to Rob. Rob did a nice job. He had a really good game plan.
The running game had a pretty good night. What did you see from
them? Yeah, and I think I thought their backs ran extremely hard. They were running downhill. If you told me going in we're going to hold Jimmy Graham to 3 catches, I think that's what he had. I thought it'd be a pretty good deal, but give them credit. They did a really good job of running the football against us, which was a little bit. Uncharacteristic of us. We've done a pretty good job of that all year long. But
Chip, when you look at the scope of the season and obviously some of the things that have happened, where's your confidence in Alex Henry moving forward?
We'll address that moving forward. We're not playing a game tomorrow, so.
Chip, you guys actually won the turnover battle and lost the game. I think that might have been the first time this year. I mean, would you have thought that you could have turned out that way? Because you guys didn't
Yeah. No, I mean, we did a good job protecting the ball, but we didn't do a very good job offensively or capitalizing off of their turnovers, We had the one with Fletch that we got down in there, and then we got the first down, and then screen pass went backwards, then we got a sack and took us out of there. So, part of the turnover thing, as I've talked about before, is if our defense does create them for them, now we need to do something with them offensively. And we didn't capitalize offensively the way we need to when our defense creates turnovers like that.
Chip,
What were the Saints doing to bottle up LeSean McCoy, especially in the beginning of the game?
You know, they were just doing a real good job of getting off of blocks and making plays. And you know, there were some times that it could have probably been blocked up a little bit cleaner, but there were some other times where it looked like there were some things there. So, you know, we're trying to get him going. We know we're a run team. I don't know what he finished with for carries-wise, but I thought we could get him moving a little bit better. But they did a better job than us in executing from that phase.
How much do you think Nick Foles was affected by the moment early in the game? Sense any of that?
I didn't sense any of that from him personally. You know, I think there's some plays everybody wants back, but I didn't sense that there was anything from him on the sideline that he was affected by the moment.
He made a lot of smart decisions all season long. A couple of the sacks that he took, the intentional grounding, did they kind of surprise you? I mean, it seemed out of character.
Yeah, you know, I just think we didn't play well enough to win, and that's on all of us. You know, and I got to put him in better position calling plays, and I think that's something that all of us alone, when you go out of here, there'll be a lot of plays that I think as a play caller and as a person executing them, you're going to probably all want back. So,
would not many people expect the season to turn out the way it did? I know it's difficult with the loss, but can you reflect now upon what you did, taking a 4-12 team, turning it around, winning the NFC East, and getting a field goal away from reaching the second round?
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right that it's probably a little too soon for that. I just, you know, I thought we were going to be a good team when I met these guys for the first time because I know how hard they worked and how they wanted to invest in this. And then I watched it, you know, firsthand, them come to work every single day and really invest in this whole process. So it's just disappointing right now. But I don't think us winning the division or getting to the playoffs was a surprise to us. I just think everybody's really disappointed that we're not moving forward.
You're big on points off of turnovers. Can you talk about the second quarter sequence that ended with the missed field goal by Henry and had the Nick Foles sack in there? What you saw kind of reports with that particular?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't execute well enough to we need to come away with 7 instead of 3 to begin with, and you know we ended up trying to kick a field goal, and I don't even know how long that was.
48.
You know, it's the same thing. You know, I think they did a better job than us at executing those situations, and their red zone defense is better than our red zone offense. So.
Was there any thought of kicking the field goal rather than going for it on
what?
In that sequence you were just talking about back in the start of the second quarter, you went for it on fourth down rather than...
Nah, because it was close. The fourth down that we got? Yeah, it was... No, I thought we should have got it on third down, so it was a reaction of, you know, if we're going to win this football game, you know, it's the same feeling I had in the Vikings game. We've got to be able to gain a half a yard, and we did. But then, you know, we had a screen that went backwards and then took a sack that pushed us way back. You know, those are things that we talk about, but we didn't do a good enough job in executing.
Was there a number that Fip had as far as Henry's pregame kicks and what he could do?
We talk about that in every game. You know, we felt like he was going to be inside of 50, he would have been okay, because that's what he kicked in warm-up. So, you know, could we get the ball to the 30, you know, which ended up being a 40-yard field goal, so 48-yard field goal. So.
On that sack, would you like Nick to throw it away in that situation, or do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I don't know what was going on in his mind. I don't know where the coverage was and those things. But, you know, obviously we'd rather be back to the line of scrimmage if we can in those situations. And he knows it. You know, we talked about it, you know, when he came off in after that drive. So,
when you look at certain plays that you weren't able to get, like, does the one catch that Riley Cooper could have had over the middle, I mean, that seemed like it would have been a pretty big gainer for you guys?
Could have been. But, I mean, we didn't lose this football game because we had a drop in the third quarter. So, I think we all contributed to it. And then you can go through every play and look at it and say, you know, if we did this or did that, you know, there may have been just a block we missed here or a cut we missed there, and it's the same thing. But obviously, you know, that was, you know, something that's uncharacteristic. I thought Riley made some really big catches for us today, too. So.
Saints had 20 of their 26 points in the second half. Do you attribute that to Brees just kind of regaining his form, or is there something?
No, I mean, it was a combination of a couple of things. I thought they ran the ball really well, which you know, I thought it was, especially with Thomas being out, it was a little bit different. You got a little bit more of Ingram, but I thought Ingram, you know, first time really seeing him in person, did a really good job. So I think both of us kind of got our feet underneath us a little bit in the second half. But You know, we got a chance to go down there and score and take the lead, but we couldn't stop them. So.
Do you think the weather was affecting the quarterbacks at all, and how they were throwing the ball downfield,
especially? I think a little bit. You know, I don't think the ball traveled, you know, whether from a kick standpoint or a throw standpoint, just because of the cold. But it wasn't, you know. It's always the same for both, so it's not an excuse. You know, they Drew dealt with the same thing that Nick dealt with. So. I thought Billy had a good game plan going in terms of trying to take him out of things. But I'll give Sean and Drew credit that they, I think they realized that and went to some different things. So, you know, you still have to defend the whole field. So.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right, so that is Chip Kelly. And as he said, we didn't play well enough to win, and that's on all of us, and that's really the theme. Not only in this loss, but in the wins the Eagles had this season, Adam. The Eagles won as a team this year, and they lost as a team tonight. The offense, not enough yards. And if we take a look at Nick Foles and his numbers, not enough explosive plays. A group that led the NFL, in fact, that set an NFL record in plus 20-yard plays. Tonight, Adam, I'm not even sure if there was one.
No,
maybe
fact,
one. The one pass to DeSean Jackson.
Was when he rolled out to the right. But I'll tell you, that's... Number quarterback rating 105. He didn't play to that number. Trust me on that. Nick Foles was not sharp tonight. Did not pull the trigger. I have no idea why. And that's something he'll see on tape. And I'm sure some of it wasn't the receivers and tight ends not getting open as much as they'd like. But fact of the matter is there are plays to be made, and Foles consistently did not pull the trigger. That's Dave. Why you didn't see plays downfield. Now, the other thing is the run game. Almost hard to believe tonight. Eagles held under 100 yards, but they have 80,
yes.
Which is very disappointing and deflating. And you count on that because when McCoy's getting off the ball, that opens some plays downfield, and they could not get them tonight. You got to give the Saints credit there. Their defensive game plan was tremendous. They did not give a lot of space. And you saw the play down Jackson. That was just a one-on-one play where,
yep,
Jackson's got to go up and get the football.
And 256 total net yards as I look at it here.
Almost hard to believe.
The second lowest total of the season. Only the game against the Giants when the Eagles had the quarterback problems, 201 total net yards back in October. October 27th, to be exact. So Rob Ryan put together an outstanding plan, and the Eagles just unable to keep the chains moving, just 17 first downs. And again, that run defense, which I did not think, Adam, that the Saints stacked the box. I just think that they beat the Eagles up front.
Cut off the cutback lanes for McCoy. I thought that was huge tonight. And the other thing is, if you're rolling this here, biggest problem is Foles, with the line, we give him time after time after time, a lot of time. One play, 8 seconds, takes a terrible sack.
Can he get over this? Can he get over,
sure,
this holding,
absolutely,
the football?
Is, yeah, that, you know what? He's just in a rut, and that he knows it. Grip it and rip it, like Chip says.
Is this just a matter of him
knowing what he's
not
seeing,
wanting
trusting
to throw,
his eyes,
not
Dave,
wanting to throw, make interceptions, not wanting to make turnovers?
Probably, that's a great point, but trust your eyes. He was trusting his eyes for three quarters of the season. Tonight, I have no idea. I can't figure it out, you know, until I watch the tape. But bottom line is, they all have a hand in it. Offensive line not open, Lance to run. Foles not ripping it.
And Jackson not getting the football,
no,
just six,
no,
targets as we take a look at that. Number three catches, 53 yards. Adam, big number here too. Third down efficiency of the Saints, 7 of 13 after starting 0 of 3. So they had 7 of their last 10 third down conversions. And then the Eagles just 3 of 12 on third downs, although they were 2 of...
That's a big story right
they
there.
They were 2 of 2 on fourth downs. Nick Foles meets the media at Lincoln Financial Field.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to make a play. You know, they dropped into coverage, and every time I was trying to, you know, guy open, they'd swipe, and they kept swiping. And then, at the last second when I was thinking about throwing the ball away, the guy grabbed my leg and sort of spun me. And at that time, it was hard to really throw it away. And, you know, it was a bad decision by me. Definitely should have thrown it away in that situation. But, you know, that was tough. But I felt like we kept fighting throughout the game. I was proud of the team. I was proud of all the guys in that locker room. They continued to fight. We continue to fight back on all sides of the ball. And, you know, that's what this team is about, is we're going to fight to the end. It didn't turn out our way today. The Saints played a great game, and they, you know, ended up obviously finishing it out. But at the end of the day, I'm very proud of my team. I'm very proud of their fight. In a football game, things are not always going to go the right way. We're going to make mistakes, but I thought the guys really did a great job of continuing to work through it. We continue to make adjustments. I made mistakes. You know, people are going to make mistakes, but I know that, you know, my teammates, me, we're going to keep fighting. We're going to look at the pictures. We're going to talk about it on the sidelines, and we're going to correct them. We're going to get better because of it. And that's why I love this team is there was never a point in the game where the guys, you know, put their heads down or anything. Everybody was in it the whole time. We were going to fight throughout the entire game, and we're going to make adjustments, and we're going to play like we have all year. We're going to play for each other, and, you know, we're going to play till that whistle blew. And it didn't turn out our way today, but I am very proud of my teammates for the way they fought and for what they did.
Nick, what were you doing on the sideline after you guys took the lead? What were you doing on the sideline? Were you watching the Saints' possession? Were you going over photos?
We always go over photos. You want to make adjustments, and there's still time on the clock. So when there's still time on the clock, you always have to be ready to go. And at the end, they happen to get good field position, so I began to throw. Just you always want to make sure you're warm. We stop them, I'm going to be throwing. I'm going to be throwing on the side to keep my arm warm because you want to play till the whistle is blown and there's nothing on the clock. You know, we just weren't executing. I was missing some throws. You know, the Saints defense was doing a great job. We just weren't executing as an offense. But that's where it goes to making adjustments. You know, there's not just because it didn't work, you know, one series or didn't work two or, you know, sometimes three or four. We kept working. We kept making adjustments. We have great coaches here that do a great job. We have players that can recognize what's going on the field. And that's where communication on the sidelines, you know, that's what I'm, you know, we have great communication on the sidelines to where we were making adjustments. And then we knew that, hey, we got to keep running this offense. It's going to start clicking. We're going to start making big plays. We have too many playmakers to not make big plays. We have a great offensive line. And we know the defense is going to give us the ball back. I have all the faith in the world in our defense. And, you know, that's the mindset of our team. We're going to keep getting better. And, you know, we're going to keep building. You know, this doesn't feel good. We wanted to keep playing. But, you know, it is what it is, and I'm proud of my teammates. I'm proud of the crowd today. They were great. They did an awesome job. They were loud. I know that it was hard for Drew to hear. And, you know, I'm proud of, you know, the city of Philadelphia for this season. You know, they were around us the whole year. And it's tough to lose. It hurts, man. I'm hurting inside right now in my heart. But I'm going to keep my head held high because I love my teammates, I love this city, and I'm going to keep fighting for this city. I'm going to keep playing. This team's going to keep playing. I know that this season's over, but we're going to keep working. We're going to keep growing as a team. And I love playing here. I love this city. I love this team. I love this organization because I know the heart of it. The heart of it is the heart of Philadelphia. It's like Coach Kelly said, we fight, and we're going to keep fighting.
Characteristically, you made a lot of smart decisions all year long, but a couple of sacks you took, the intentional grounding. You think you're going to go back and look at the film and kind of kick yourself just some of the decisions you made tonight?
You know, it's tough. It's like I said, you're going to make a mistake. You're going to make a mistake in life. Nobody goes through a day and it's a great day all the time. And I'm going to make a mistake. I made mistakes tonight, but I'm going to keep playing. I'm going to keep fighting. And I think that it's tough. You know, you don't want to do that, but you got to keep playing to the next play. You can't let a mistake like that, taking a sack or intentional grounding, defeat you on the next one. My guys are depending on me to go out there and make plays. And they're going to look to me in those situations. And when I look at the film, yeah, it's going to be like, man, I should have done that. But, you know, I can't. I'm not going to hold on to that. I'm not going to regret it. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm not going to let that play defeat me and make me a worse player. I'm going to use that play. Hey, I made a mistake there, but I'm going to learn from it. Hey, next time, I'm not going to do that. Now, there might be some time again where I do have an intentional grounding or do take a sack, but I'm going to keep playing through it. And that's what the guys can count on for me is I'm going to keep playing. They know I'm going to keep fighting for them because I'm playing for my teammates that are next to me. And, you know, and they're playing for me. So when I know that, you know, you can't help but just move forward and on to the next play.
What did you see on the go-ahead touchdown pass to Zach?
I was just a little naked out to the right, and they brought a zero blitz. So they added an extra guy on, and Zach did a great job of reading it, and he got out quick. And, you know, they took D-Jack in the flat, and then Zach just sort of popped right there. So I just sort of put my foot in the ground and just flicked it to him. And he did a great job. He had a great rookie year, and he's going to be a tremendous player for this team in the future.
When you look at this season, you know, no one expected you to be here. We look at this game today. Can you look, I guess, forward to the future to say, hey, look, we have a pretty good football. This is a good foundation to start, you know, to start something big here.
We have a great team. We have a great team because we have great people here. We have great people that are going to work hard and they're going to play for each other. We have a great coaching staff because they believe in us, and you know, they make us, you know, they want to make us better people and better football players. We have great personnel all around the NovaCare facility that, you know, they're great people. It's a great place to go work. That's why I know that this team is going to continue to improve. We're going to continue to work hard. Now, that doesn't guarantee wins, but that puts us in a position to be successful. So I know the heart of this team, and it's going to hurt. This is going to hurt for a long time, but I know that everybody's going to keep their head held high, as the city of Philadelphia will, and we will continue to work. We will continue to fight, and we will continue to get better because we have great people here. I mean, people get colds all the time. I mean, I got a little sore throat. I know I'm sure there's people in the stands right now that were out there cheering us on that are, have a cold, but, you know, when I'm out there playing, I'm 100%.
How helpless a feeling, Nick, was it at the very end when you knew you were out of timeouts and you weren't getting the ball back?
Hey, that's when you just got to have faith on the defense. And, they did a great job all night. They gave us opportunities we didn't capitalize on, and we win as a team, we lose as a team. It's tough. It's tough to sit there, but, you know, in those situations, you just got to, you know, have faith. And it didn't turn out our way tonight, but, you know, looking back on it, and, you know, I have time to reflect on the season. It's tough right now. There's a lot of emotions. I'm holding together, but, you know, I just look at my teammates, and I'm proud of each and every one of them. They fought as hard as they could. The coaching staff did everything to put us in a great position. They coached as hard as they could today, and it didn't work out for us, but, you know, we're going to keep our heads held high, and we're going to keep working hard to be a great team. We got to continue to work hard.
Did you watch the field goal, the winning field goal?
I did.
You did?
I did watch it.
Oh, you did.
Shady coming?
No. Oh, no, we're down in here, guys.
And, you know, Adam, really, Nick is right about that. There are a lot of positives to build on. And we all know that. It just hurts right now. And the team will continue to fight, and the organization will continue to add pieces to this football team. A really thrilling season in Chip Kelly's first year as the head coach. Unfortunately, we're all disappointed tonight that the Eagles lose 26-24. But they showed a lot of heart. They fought. They played a physical game, Adam. They really, I think the coaching staff demonstrated again just how good it is with some of the schemes, particularly in the defensive end.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, despite everything that happened tonight, they had a chance to win late in the game. That's all you could ask for. And I love the way that this coaching staff is coached up Nick Foles, designed the running game, got the most out of Riley Cooper. I got to tell you, I mean, I didn't think this guy would do anything this year, and look how well he did filling in for Jeremy Maclin. The Eagles have some decisions to make on the roster. They got a lot. Billy Davis did a tremendous job on defense. You got to give him credit. This roster is relatively young. You got to love the way that the personnel staff has set this whole deal up here, and coaching staff is tremendous. This team is set up very well for the next 3 to 4 years. They're very young. You got to like it, David.
Cap space?
Cap space is tremendous. They're going to have between 26 and 28 million. They're going to move over. They had 17 million as of 2 weeks ago. They can move that over the next season. That you could do that in new CBA. They're in great shape here. This organization, Dave, is set up tremendously well here, and I think fans have a lot to be proud about.
We will hear from the fans shortly. We take a break right now. Give us a call, 215-320-5170, 215-320-5170. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico. We'll go back into the locker room, go across the street to Lincoln Financial Field and get some reaction. We also want to hear from you when we return here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Now Xfinity from Comcast makes it easier than ever to instantly access your favorite sports live, all in one place. That's Monday Night Football on ESPN or the NHL on NBC Sports Network and college basketball on Fox Sports 1 on any device, anywhere, anytime. You can't do that with satellite. Go to Xfinity.com/livesports to start streaming now or simply launch the Xfinity TV Go app on your mobile device.
Your home for the most live sports, Xfinity.
It's time for the annual shareholders meeting. There will be the usual presentations on research and development. Some new members of the team will be introduced. The chairman emeritus will distribute his usual wisdom. And you? Well, you're the chief life officer. You just need the right professional to help you take charge.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
All right, we welcome you back. Dave Spadaro, Adam Kaplan, the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico. Starting to hit me here, you know what I mean? Let's go to Sal in New York, who starts the phone calls. Hi, Sal. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for having me. I just want to say I think that Nick Foles played a very good game with the opportunities that were given to him. I just seen the loss that I think we need to upgrade at kicker. We can't get the ball deep in the end zone, and we miss field goals that other teams seem to make.
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly, and thanks for the call, there's certainly some merit to that. I mean, it's a lot easier said than done to find a field goal kicker who's going to make. I mean, look, Alex missed a couple of field goals this year, and his range from 40 to 50 was not as sharp as it has been. His kickoffs tonight, it cost him at the end there.
Dave, there's no excuse in this day and age when you see kickers consistently kicking it out of the end zone. You got to have a kicker that can do that consistently. There's no excuse for it. I don't want to hear it. Field position is so big. You got a punter who is one of the top three in the National Football League. They got to solve this thing. Field position is big.
Well, where are you solving it, Adam? I mean, it's not easy.
No, it's not. But whether you draft someone or you get competition, that would be one of my top five needs here. Competition of kickers got to happen.
All right, let's go to Damon, who joins us. Damon from New York. Hi, Damon.
Hi, guys. What's going on?
Well, we're disappointed, Damon. Thanks for calling.
Yes, so am I. I had to get off work early and got to go in early tomorrow for this.
Yeah.
Why didn't they let the Saints score with 3.5 minutes?
You know, we talked about that in here. I don't know. I don't think Chip was asked that question. I think they felt they could hold them. And then once the Saints converted that second, third down opportunity, I don't think the Saints would have taken the touchdown. I think they would have kneeled on it and just eaten the clock. The Eagles had no timeouts left. They were just in a terrible. Once the Saints got that second first down, the second conversion on third down. I'm sorry, it was a really tough spot for the Eagles.
I wouldn't let them score when they were on the 50.
Well, you can't do it like that. I think you're asking a little bit too much.
Drew Brees, he's not an idiot. He's going to milk 4 minutes for 3 points.
Yeah, but bottom line is they cannot get off the field. The run defense is horrendous tonight.
I just thought that.
Got to get off the field. Couldn't
since the Saints cornerback went out, that they scored every time, I think.
And until that point, thanks for the phone call. Until that point, the Eagles did not have the offense going at him. And, I mean, is that all it takes is taking DeSean Jackson out of the offense, and this offense breaks down? If that's the case, and I'll tell you this, and I've said this on the air, wide receiver is a need.
It is. I agree.
For this team in the offseason. They need two, three more. You didn't get a lot from Jason Avant this year, unfortunately. Didn't get anything really from Demaryius Johnson, who was a disappointment.
Yeah, he didn't do anything.
And Jeff Mail was just kind of a spare part in this offense.
I would say two receivers, and the other thing is, though, about Jason Avant, he will block in the run game, and that's why he deserves to be on this football team. Tremendous leadership, but you're right. Absolutely need more explosiveness. They got to help DeSean out, no question.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Ray in Kentucky. Hey, Ray.
Hey.
What's up?
Are you going to get a pass that Bradley Cooper would have caught that one pass there where he was wide open?
Yeah, he would have got a first down, but Riley Cooper, how can I complain about Riley Cooper? I mean, thanks for the call. He had a drop. He knew it.
Terrible drop.
It happens. He is not a perfect player, but he had a damn fine season.
He did. One of the biggest surprises, not only on the Eagles, the National Football League. I mean, I got to tell you, here's a guy who was only known for his blocking in the run game as a receiver. This guy had a great season. Really did. But That drop, I mean, he could have still been running.
Yeah, but DeSean Jackson, 6 targets. I mean, when you are talking about big-time wide receivers, you're targeting them 10, 11 times.
It's a great point.
And even if they're in single coverage, you're still targeting them to go make the play.
Big receiver who commands double teams. It's easier said than done. It's not easy to do. The Eagles are going to be picking in the bottom half of the first round. So that's something that's not going to be easy. We'll see what free agency brings. But Eagle fans, for 10 years have wanted that big receiver. Maybe they'll get one.
Yep. All right, Chairman CEO Jeffrey Lurie in the Eagles locker room reflecting on tonight's loss and the season in general.
Outstanding effort from training on, just incredible effort, very competitive, terrific young players, and I think they all know the future is really bright and come back with the same incredible effort and attitude that they've shown from day one. I have no doubt they will, and they'll just build off this. This is just, for most of these guys, this is the tip of the iceberg, and that's what's so great.
What is the high point for you this season? It's been a season with a lot of low points and a lot of rebounding. What was the thing in retrospect?
A lot of high points. I would say just to see a team come together. When you make a coaching change, you have to transform a new culture, and these guys and the coaching staff just formed an incredible bond and ability to prepare and ability to win, and that can take years, and they did it all in about 6 months.
Sure.
And That's what's so great here. We're all crushed to be eliminated, crushed. And that's, you're in this because you love it so much, but you're devastated. But I have no doubt these guys will be back, and they're more confident than ever now that they know what they accomplished.
This is your third head coach finishing his first season. Does this one feel any different than the first two? Because the playoffs, and it seems like there's so much promise.
There's just so much promise with Chip and his staff and this group. I mean, it's all, a young, dynamic coaching staff merged with a young, terrific group of players who really want to win, and they do it with class, and they do it with great chemistry, and they love each other, and they will do anything to train and be better, and this only will, serve to motivate them even further. They know now they're good. Now they just got to get better.
What obviously do you think needs to happen for them to take the next step? You had a home playoff game. I mean,
I think I think we have to obviously get off to a better start in the season. But this was because it was a young team, and they were just finding out how good they were. But I think if we can, obviously, you want to try to get a bye in the first round. That would be the next goal: win the division, get a bye. But you got to come back, with the same. You're 0-0 when you start the next season, but this group is just awfully pleasing to, I think, us and the fans. That it's such a great group of guys, both the players, the coaches, and everyone around them, that you can't help but root for them because they try so hard. You could see this in May, June, July. You could see it in August. You could see it coming together. It didn't reflect in the record early, but once you saw what they could do, coming back 20-7 in a playoff game tonight. It was just heartbreaking.
Do you think you found your franchise quarterback?
I don't want to comment on any player, but how can you not be impressed with Nick and everything he's accomplished, including tonight? I mean, no turnovers, led us back from 20-7. Incredibly impressive.
You obviously had a lot of faith in Chip Kelly in hiring him, but was there anything you saw this season that surprised you in a good way?
Well, I'm not totally surprised, but I just was weekly reminded how dedicated and intelligent and dynamic and how much he has a feel for players. And it's not just all about his X's and O's. We know it's pretty dynamic, but his ability to rally and bring people together for a common cause, very impressive, and it's going to serve us great starting next year.
Did this exceed your expectations for, this first-year coach and the way you revamped this team?
Well, my expectations were more about making sure that we had a terrific coaching staff that could transform a roster and a group of young players into something special, and that was it. It wasn't about wins and losses, and I was incredibly impressed how quickly Chip and his staff were able to get this group together and perform extremely well. And there's just so many, you know, good young players around this locker room that they'll be incredibly dedicated coming back. We know that.
You've talked before about...
You feel like you're in position in a lot of ways to get better.
Oh, for sure. Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg. It's a missed opportunity, and it's the tip of the iceberg. I think everybody in this room knows it. Very young team, and at the same time, they've already learned what it takes, and now they just got to execute a little bit better, have a little better early start of the season, and I think they, you know, they clearly feel they have what it takes, and
what you might be able to bring in here. I mean,
oh, sure, very confident.
You talked before about how the draft process changed 2 years ago. Can you talk about how impressive these two draft classes have been?
That it's, you know, it's been the unwritten sort of background to the season. When we streamlined the draft process, allowed Howie to really function as a group, he hired great people, and you know, the last two draft classes speak for themselves, and we're poised for a really good one. And you know, at the same time, the atmosphere here, the chemistry is great. I think it'll attract terrific players around the league, and you know, if you're a young player, wouldn't you want to play for Chip?
Let's take two more, please. Two more.
When the dust settles in a couple of days, obviously disappointed now.
Yeah.
But what's the one positive thing that you take away from this whole experience?
Just, you know, again, just an incredible chemistry in this team with excellent young talent. And that's a powerful combination with excellent coaching. And you can combine great coaching, great talent, and great chemistry, and you can go anywhere. And that was the missed opportunity tonight, you know. We were a dangerous team.
Okay. Michael Vick may or may not be back next year. You know, can you just talk about what he's meant to the organization as yours here?
Yeah, Michael has been as impressive to all of you, I'm sure, but to us, just internally, incredibly mature teammate, leader, and somebody who helped Nick tremendously. And he's been, you know, a joy to have. He's been a joy to have, and represented the team always with class. And didn't know a lot about Michael before he came. You know, heard a lot, and he's been very impressive.
All right, that is Jeffrey Lurie. And yeah, a disappointment tonight, a missed opportunity, but it is the tip of the iceberg, and the Eagles are going to have a great offseason. Adam, final thoughts. As we say largely goodbye to Adam Kaplan, who, of course, has joined ESPN on a full-time basis and will not be able to be with us for the extended periods of time, post-game show, et cetera. We will see him on time, periodic basis.
In,
but final thought, great job for Adam, by the way. But final thoughts here on what you think the Eagles' future holds.
I look at it 1 year ago, and no one knew what was going to happen. And this whole organization, especially on the football side, is so far ahead of schedule. You have the two excellent drafts. You've got a great personnel staff led by Howie Roseman and Tom Gamble and their people, and Ed Manowitz, who's a up-and-coming superstar evaluator. I mean, Howie set this thing up really well. And Chip and his staff, I got to tell you, I wasn't sure coming in. You and I talked in the offseason. We really weren't sure about a lot of these college coaches. They did such a great job. And, yeah, their last game, unfortunately, is a loss, but they're so far ahead of schedule here. I think everything is set up well. And, quite frankly, with the cap space they're going to have, they could pretty much do anything they want. And they don't have a lot of needs. I would give them, like, 4 or 5, corner safety, no question about that. Wide receiver, kicker, I think you got to look at. But outside linebacker to me, going to the offseason is absolutely number one. I don't think there's any question about it.
Adam, thanks.
Thank you.
Great job, Adam Kaplan. Thanks so much. We're going to bring in Jeremiah Trotter. After the break is the PhiladelphiaEagles.com post-game show presented by Rico Continues. Get those phone calls in. We want to hear from you, Eagles fans.
One more. One more. One more time. Come on. One more. Let's get it. Let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
One more championship. Let's go.
There's a new kind of energy company that's not just selling you power, it's giving you power. The power to make saving energy easy. The power to customize your electricity plan with green energy and be rewarded for your loyalty. Even the power to help your home generate its own electricity. Now that's the kind of power we can all use.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
We welcome you back to the PhiladelphiaEagles.com post-game show presented by Rico Dave Spadaro, now joined by the Axeman, Jeremiah Trotter. Jeremiah, tough loss tonight. Your thoughts, what happens with a team like this, and then we're going to get to LeSean McCoy in the locker room.
Yeah, it was a tough loss, but I'm proud of the Eagles, you know, what they accomplished this year, all the ups and downs, the adversity they had to endure throughout the season. They fought very hard against a really good Saints team. You know, it's just tough to see them lose a game they should have won.
Yeah, and the defense on the field again for that chance to salt it away as they've done so many times this year didn't happen this time.
Didn't happen. You know what? But I thought the defense played their hearts out. I mean, to come up with two or three turnovers against Drew Brees, a guy that just doesn't turn the ball over.
Yep.
He turns over a little bit more on the road, but they came up with some huge plays in crucial times. I think this game came down to the one missed field goal and the one sack that Nick took to take him out of field goal range.
Yeah, and the Eagles, that hurt.
Killed us. Yeah, he's talking about 6 points.
Yeah. Let's go into the locker room. LeSean McCoy, tough sledding for him tonight. 21 carries, 77 yards. The ground game that led the NFL this year, just 80 yards. We throw it to number 25 at Lincoln Financial Field.
In high school, people
thought we were hot. Obviously, we were. LeSean, is this as tough a loss as you've ever been? I mean, you guys were right there, had the lead.
Yeah, just, we had to answer. Pick up the slack, we had to pick up the slack. Just that return on the field was good for the block, it was good for the corner.
So that is LeSean McCoy. Not great audio there. Trot, what happened with the Eagles' run game tonight? The Saints didn't look like they were doing anything special, but they certainly did not allow McCoy to cut back. They did not allow anything between the guards. They tackled particularly well. Just a great job.
They did. The Saints, you got to give the Saints a lot of credit. They did a great job on defense. Rob Ryan had a great game plan for LeSean. I knew it was going to be tough for LeSean to get his yards off because they made up their mind. They wanted to take him out of the game. So when you do take LeSean out of the game, you have to get the ball to your one-on-one matchups. I remember only a couple of times they went to LeSean, but there was other times where receivers were open one-on-one. You have to put the ball in the air and allow those receivers to make plays on one-on-one coverage.
Your opinion of Nick Foles, not big numbers tonight, efficient, took the sack, didn't turn it over, but certainly didn't come out and throw the ball around maybe as recklessly as some people would want or as aggressively as some people would want.
Right. And you know what? Nick Foles has done a great job all year. I thought he played an okay game. Like Adam said earlier, he wasn't pulling the trigger on a lot of plays. You would like to see him, you know, attack the ball down the field, especially in those one-on-one coverage situations, and not hang on to the ball. If you have the ball in the pocket for more than 6 seconds, you know, you got to have that mental clock that pocket is starting to collapse, and get rid of the football, especially when you're in field goal range. You cannot take that sack.
You feel, Jeremiah, that he is the guy to build with?
Without a shadow of a doubt. He is the guy. I've been on Nick Foles' train ever since the offseason. He was always my guy, even after the Dallas game. I was the only one on that wagon.
Yes, you were. I was, of course, but, you know, I'm on everybody's train.
And, you know, this guy has something special about him. And, you know, they had some of his numbers up there comparing him to Brady and Peyton with his quarterback rating, this and that. He can absolutely play. And I think he's the guy that you move forward with.
All right, let's take another phone call. Hassan in Ohio joins us. Hassan, thanks for calling.
How's it going, guys?
Well, we're disappointed. How about you?
Right there with you guys. You know, that was a tough loss, you know. I felt like it was a good playoff game. I mean, we were right there. You know, we could have got a couple stops on defense. That one third down and like 18 when we had to put Carmichael on, I think that hurt us. I think they got a touchdown on that drive, too.
And they got a field goal on that drive.
They got a field goal, yeah. I just thought that kind of hurt us, too, just because we could have got a stop in there. We could have got the momentum back a little bit. You know, I think it just came down a couple plays, you know. I didn't expect a lot on our team this year. You know, we just came out, you know, we played great. I mean, I thought we could just, you know, got a lot of couple stops, but,
yeah.
You know, it was a great year, you know, first year of Chip Kelly, you know. I mean, I think our team has so much upside to it. Just, I think we have a couple more pieces, man. I think we're right there.
Yep. Hey, thanks for the phone call. Let's go back to the year 2000, Andy Reid's second season. You make the playoffs, you beat Tampa Bay, and then you lose to the Giants. I mean, what do you think is going on in the locker room based on your experience that you had?
Right now, those guys are very disappointed. You know, I know in the back of their minds, they felt like they had a great season. They accomplished more than what people said they would. But as a player, you don't really care about that. You just care about winning your last game. And this is definitely a game that they had in their grasp. They should have won. They could have won. So that's the only thing they're thinking right now. They're very, very disappointed.
What do you think of this defense? What's it need to be an elite defense, if there is such a thing in the NFL?
Well, a lot of moves are going to have to be made in offseason, primarily on the defense side of the ball. And I agree with Adam Kaplan. Number one thing is outside linebacker. You need a game changer at the outside linebacker position. I take my hat off to Trent Cole and Connor. Those guys fought hard all year long, but you can tell Trent just wasn't comfortable in that upright position for the most part of the season.
So you're talking about outside linebacker,
right.
Maybe another cornerback.
Safety
healthy,
first.
Safety
first.
Help at safety as well. Let's go to Carl in Washington, D.C. Carl, thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Long night, but I'll tell you what. I am so impressed and so excited going forward for this team. They fought their hearts out. Two things. One, the last two games, Dallas in this game, just never looked as crisp as they did in Chicago on the Chicago game. And I don't have a reason why. It was just the one thing I noticed. Did Earl Wolf play tonight? I didn't hear him mention.
Earl Wolf, who was active, and I was kind of surprised that he was active, let me see if he played. He did not play. He and Michael Vick did not play.
Okay, I wasn't sure because I didn't see him on the inactive.
And Patrick Chung gave up the big play down the field, but by and large, really, the pass defense wasn't the issue here. It was the run defense that gave up 185 yards. And Bill Davis made the decision clearly. He was not going to let Drew Brees go down the field. If he had to give up something in the run game, he was going to give it up, and as it turned out, he did.
Yeah, it just seemed like the New Orleans offensive line was just getting just that half a step quicker, and we could not get off the blocks to make the stops. And the one thing tonight I was really surprised at was a lot of the tackling. The tackling just wasn't as sharp as we've been, and I think that was what really did us in.
Hey, Carl, you hit it right on the head.
Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, Carl. You hit it right on the head. The offensive line dominated the line of scrimmage. I was very disappointed in our inside tackles.
Yeah, you were talking about Fletcher Cox, and he was not taking an aggressive pass rush position. He was playing the run.
Well, we knew all year that our front four had problems getting to the quarterback without blitzing. But they played well for the most part against the run. So it was very surprising to me to see the Saints offensive line dominate the line of scrimmage the way they did. It wasn't so much missed tackles. It was basically your front four, your inside tackles getting dominated. There was no penetration, even on the quarterback sneaks with Drew Brees.
Yeah.
They were able to drive our tackles 2 or 3 yards off the ball and convert those third and short, those fourth and ones.
Which is surprising because this is the group that we saw young and
yes.
playing so well down the stretch, and they just didn't seem to have that edge
right.
tonight.
And yards after contact. I mean, there was times where the running back was contacted and he would continue to move forward for 3 or 4 more yards.
Right.
The Saints stayed in third and short most of the game. That's tough on any defense. And the coordinator to make calls against that type
good
of
point.
Situation.
Good point. The Saints 7 of 13, including 7 of their last 10 third down conversions. Bill Davis, Eagles defensive coordinator, talks about his strategy and the execution in tonight's 26-24 defeat.
Well, that's on me. I made the calls for the passing game and make sure that we keep the big plays off us and was a lot more split safety and a lot more pass-oriented calls. So some of the runs leaked out, and I could have called more of a run-heavy defensive game, shut that down, but we were trying to keep the points down and the big plays off us. And so that run game comes down to me, not the players.
Were you surprised they went to it as much
yeah,
as they did?
I was. But that's, you know, credit to them for adjusting. And we adjusted back in that fourth quarter. We knew the run game was coming, and we went back to some of the run calls. But you know, the whole thing's about keeping those points down and the big plays off of us, and that's where that was a goal.
What about the fourth quarter there? Why were they so – I mean, when you know they're running, they're trying to bring that clock down, they were able to get some pretty good –
Well, before they got in the field goal range, it was a run or pass situation. They could have done either. But once they got their field goal range, that's when you saw the heavy run, mm-hmm. and we were in the heavy run calls at that point. Mm-hmm. But they still had Graham out there and 43 out there, and we were still – kind of playing the game because he had all his, you know, they made one more play than we did. And mm-hmm. basically, that's what it came down to. The guys played hard and played well and a lot of turnovers and really kept the deep ball off us for the most part. Mm-hmm. I know they got two in there on us, but that's what happened
it
at the end.
It seemed like their strategy was a little bit of a tip of the cap to your defense, the way they didn't just air it out and try to go with Brees and they tried to win, run the ball and move in the clock control.
Yeah, they, you know, our guys played hard and you got to give the Saints all the credit. They made, again, it was a great playoff game, and they made one or two more plays than we did, and they're out of here, they walked out of here with a victory, and we did.
Do you believe in learning from playoff losses? I mean, do you believe in that they come back stronger?
Oh, I believe you learn in all losses. I believe you learn in all wins. You know, we took some great strides this year as a team, and it's not good enough to lose in the first round. And that's what's the beauty of this team. There's a lot of great leaders, and this isn't good enough. And it's, you know, making the playoffs wasn't enough. Again, we'll give the credit to the Saints. They came in and got the job done.
You were told, Bill, before the game that you held Brees to 6 points in the first half in that offense. I mean, would you have been surprised if you had been told you lost that game?
Well, you know, it's the NFL. Here's what we knew, and we knew coming in. This game was going to come down to the last drive. Either our offense was going to come down or we would have to stop them. That's just playoff football in the NFL. So you know it's coming down to the last drive. You saw the other game that was played today, and it was a high-scoring game that came down to the end. So you don't always know that going in. You just got to make the plays at the end to turn it and win.
Bill, where would you say this defense went from that day against Brady to no one cared to where you are today?
I think we made some big leaps, but it wasn't at the end. You know, it wasn't enough. You know, we needed one more solid game. But I'm proud of these guys. The way they grew and the way they dove in, and it's a they really are selfless and. You know, it was a fun ride. It was a great group of men to work with, and hopefully we built a foundation that we can build off of.
Why didn't you play a role?
He hadn't practiced. Okay. Hadn't practiced.
Why
you know.
Have him active?
What's that? Well, just in case we needed him. I mean, he was healthy at the end there, but he didn't get out there to take actual reps in 6 weeks. You know, he took 1 week, a couple days of reps, and then they got hurt again. Mm-hmm. And then he was out all last week. With the reps, just trying to get the knee right. So I'm not going to put a guy in there that hasn't had the reps that long.
All right, that is defensive coordinator Bill Davis, Dave Spadaro, Jeremiah Trotter. We take a break and we come back. Some phone calls to wrap things up here. And we'll get you set up with our schedule for the upcoming days. Eagles season comes to a close on a tough note. A Shane Graham 32-yard field goal ends it. Saints 26, Eagles 24. Nothing to be ashamed about in this one. The Eagles played good, hard football, just as Bill Davis said, short a couple of plays. We'll be back. PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show returns in just a moment.
It's under 400 calories.
Under 400 calories.
It's under 400 calories.
Under 400 calories.
Ugh.
Dunkin's great-tasting sandwich options, all under 400 calories. Try the new sliced turkey breakfast sandwich today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Out here, there are no cheat codes. No avatars, no magic stars. This does not require an operating system or a username or password. And there will not be better versions of these games coming out next year. Connect to something meaningful. Shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Max-A-Million, with five top prizes of $1 million. It's kind of fun to hit the green. Keep on scratching.
99 cents. That's all it takes to get a refreshing deal at Dunkin' Donuts. Just because it's cold out doesn't mean you can't enjoy any sized iced tea or iced coffee. Just 99 cents all month long. America runs on Dunkin'.
All right, we welcome you back to the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show presented by Rico, Dave Spadaro, Jeremiah Trotter, the Axeman. We're talking about the Eagles' loss to the New Orleans Saints. Some final numbers here for you. Let's go to Sam in Mississippi. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
Yeah, I was calling. I don't know quite what was said before because I was listening on my phone down here in Mississippi in Saints country, but I got a friend of mine that plays in Philadelphia, Chris Pope.
Yeah.
But I was thinking at the end of the game, I was hoping that maybe the Eagles might need to let them score because the way we was moving the ball on them so quickly, we could have got that extra touchdown.
You're on defense. It's not in your, and thanks for the call, Sam. It's not in your mindset to let somebody score from the 30-yard line.
No. And I think they still had a chance to get the ball back with some time left, but they got that last first down that killed them right there. Yeah. Once they got that, the Saints were able to just – you know, scoot the ball over to the middle and basically just take the clock all the way down to like 5 or 6 seconds left.
Yeah, 3 seconds left on that final kick. But when you look at that last drive, the Eagles really from the time Breeze is at the 27-yard line and he gets the quarterback sneak at the 2-minute warning to take it to the 24, you're not letting somebody score from 27 yards out.
No.
A 45-yard field goal is not a gimme field goal.
And on the defense side of the ball, unless it's called from the sideline, the only thing in your mind is just try to stop those guys, hold them to a field goal, and possibly get the ball back with 50 or a minute or so seconds to allow your team to score.
All right, let's go across the pond to London, England. Well, we don't know if it's London, but England. We've got Delane who joins us on the PhiladelphiaEagles.com postgame show. Delane, thank you for calling.
Thank you for having me. It's so good to talk to you guys.
Thank you.
I am so proud of the Philadelphia Eagles this year.
Yeah, I think everybody feels beneath the sting, through all the sting, the pain, the Eagles played hard. I mean, you know, the team of the last couple of years, Trot, you know, talking to fans, I don't think fans liked that team. They didn't like the team. There wasn't heart in that team.
Right.
This team's got some heart, and I think that is something that will carry through to 2014.
And I just want to let you know that I'm not a bandwagon fan. I've been with the Eagles since the late 70s. When we couldn't buy a win with Marion Campbell and Rich Kotite.
Yes.
And what our new head coach has done with these guys and turned around the culture, the losing culture of the last couple of seasons was incredible. And their fight was incredible. And I think the Eagle fans have to realize that, you know, it's a playoff atmosphere. So the past two games, of course, teams are going to be revved up to try and stop the offense and keep the defense on the field.
Yeah. I mean, tonight, you know, the offense just didn't have its zing. Your holes, and thanks for the call. We appreciate that very much, Delane, from England. You know, Trout, your holes are exposed in the playoffs, and we all knew it. The Eagles have some holes. They just fell short tonight kind of of coming away with a win here. But there are some holes on this football team, offense and defense.
You know what? I think there's holes on every team.
Yeah.
You know, obviously the Eagles have some holes to fill, especially on the defense side of the ball. But man, listen, I can't talk enough about what this defense has done this year with the talent that they have. I think Billy Davis came in and maximized the talent that he has this year. He had a great game plan tonight. I thought the defense went out and played great against a future Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yep.
Had a great game plan. They took away their two best players, Sproles and Graham. They really kept those guys in check. And with Breeze, you got to pick your poison. You know, yep. You stop the run, or he gets you with the pass. You stop the pass, they get you with the run. They did the best thing. Stop Breeze, stop the ball down, big play, the explosive plays down the field, and then the run got him.
Yeah. Well, Trout, we thank you very much for your great work this year, man.
Had a blast.
Yeah, great stuff. And a wonderful run for the Eagles. It comes to an end on just a beautiful night down at Lincoln Financial Field. Tons of alumni there. We got to see Brian Westbrook and Brian Dawkins and Troy Vincent and Ron Jaworski and David Akers and Lito Shepard and Jamal Jackson, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It was a wonderful show of support. Hollis Thomas there as well. And they came to see an Eagles team that has a bright future, a foundation in place, and a team that just came up a couple of points short tonight. But a nice ride for the Eagles this season. The Eagles are back, everybody, and they're going to be something to contend with in the NFL for years to come. We are back with Eagles Live on Monday at noon, Chip Kelly's season-ending press conference at 12:45. So we'll carry that, of course, for you live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. For Jeremiah Trotter, the entire staff here, Adam Kaplan as well, we thank you for joining us tonight on the postgame show presented by Rico. Have yourselves a great Eagles night, everyone, and be proud of your Philadelphia Eagles. We thank you so much for your support. A nice season, a fun season, a season that reminds you just how great this Philadelphia Eagles football team is in partnership with its fans. The season comes to a close, but we've got a lot to talk about with the offseason ahead. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have a great Eagles night.